Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're talking about the difference between education and a sales pitch. But first, I'd like to invite you to meet me in person this weekend at the New Orleans Investment Conference. This is the longest running investment conference in the world. We've got some amazing speakers, including Peter Schiff, Chris Martinson, Robert Helms, Robert Kiyosaki, Brian London, Russell Gray, Dana Samuelson, just to name a few. In fact, almost all of these folks have been guests on the Real Estate Espresso podcast at one time or another. One of the main themes of this year's conference is the pressure that we're seeing on the economic front and what investment strategies will be effective in the coming 6 to 12 months. For one, our economy is plagued with an unimaginable level of government and corporate debt. We're not alone. The rest of the world is in no better shape. Corporate debt is reaching all-time highs. Although getting somewhat stronger, the economy is over-leveraged. All it takes is a little slowdown and a short series of defaults to trigger an avalanche of bankruptcies. The good news is that precious metals are still very well priced considering the threats in front of us. I'm not alone in thinking that this could be an opportune time to increase weighting in precious metals as a short-term hedge against inflation and the inevitable market cycle we're about to experience. I'd love for you to join me this weekend in New Orleans. I hope to see you then. So we are back. On today's show, we're talking about the difference between education and a sales pitch. The standard marketing model today is to educate clients. The marketplace is absolutely numb with sales pitch after sales pitch. Most people are tired of being interrupted with another great deal, another item on sale that they're not interested in. Interruption marketing is annoying to say the least. Generally speaking, people are willing to be educated. They don't want to be sold. They're willing if it's an area that they're interested in. If they're not interested, then it's spam. Digital marketers the world over have latched onto this approach. Whether we're talking about Ryan Dice from Digital Marketer, Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, or Donald Miller from StoryBrand, they're all taking clients through some version of the hero's journey. The hero's journey is a basic formula. It's a framework that you find in almost any action movie. In the movie Star Wars, Luke Skywalker is the hero of the story, but he needs a guide. In this case, Yoda, who will teach him. Yoda is not the star of the movie. He's in a supporting role. Luke Skywalker's the hero. The problem arises when the ethics of the guide are compromised. They call it education, but they're really training you to buy their stuff. It's a version of bait and switch. In my mind, there's a fundamental conflict of interest when you sell your product under the veil of education. Done properly, the guide is there for the hero. They're true to the ideals of being a coach. They're the one standing by the side of the track with a stopwatch, giving the runner feedback as they shave a few hundredths of a second off their best time. They're not there to sell the runner a new pair of shoes and claiming that that pair of shoes will put them on the podium. Done properly, the client will have multiple choices. The guide will show multiple opportunities where the guide has no financial interest in the outcome. Done properly, the client will see so much value from what they've learned from the guide that they may want to buy from the guide, but then it's the client's initiative, not a sales pitch from the guide. I have a few private consulting clients who aspire to become real estate developers and syndicators. I don't offer the possibility of them investing in my projects. Now, sometimes they really want to, and you know, we occasionally have a deeper discussion, but I'm not using education as a means for soliciting investment. When I educate you about performing due diligence, I talk about the exact same forms of due diligence that we perform on our projects. Those are the exact same steps I would expect you to perform on any opportunity. And if at some point you choose to take a deeper look at one of our projects, you should perform that exact same due diligence on us. Only then does the education have integrity. There's no bait and switch. When you're sitting in a seminar, make sure you separate the sales pitch from the education and make sure you remain clear in your own mind when you're being educated and when you're being sold. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.